Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
So we kick things off by saying the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. And we're doing impromptu interviews all over CSM 2017, San Antonio. I figure, and people ask me all the time, well, how many do you schedule before you come to a conference? I scheduled, I don't know, maybe 25, 26. But then you get into situations like this where someone's like, hey, you want to come to a party where there's free food and free alcohol? I'm like, yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Sure.
So the guys from Kaiser wanted to have us out, and we're saying, yeah, we've already talked to this guy. Welcome back to the show, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
Met you at Graham Sessions. Gee, that's like 3 weeks ago.
It was a long time ago. I missed you during those 3 weeks. Yeah.
We drank fireside on the beach. Very romantic.
It was.
It was nice.
Florida, I mean.
How do you go wrong?
Right.
And we're joined now by Nicholas.
Yep.
And how do you pronounce your last name?
Furlax.
And you guys are throwing not a poorly attended party here at CSM. Where are we right now?
We're at Bar Rojo in the Grand Hyatt in San Antonio at CSM.
Mm-hmm. Very near the Alamo.
Very near the Alamo, which I have not seen yet.
Yeah, right on the banks of the Riverwalk here.
Yeah.
We're throwing a Kaiser Permanente Northern California reception.
This is just Northern California.
This is just for Northern California, the coolness that happens in Northern California.
Wow. This is a pretty big party for just narrowing down to Northern California.
There's a little competition going on between Northern and Southern. I think we're rocking
head,
it.
Head and shoulders above the rest. So we were talking off air for a little bit. So you were explaining a little bit about what Kaiser is and how it operates. It's very different than anything else I've heard of. So I wanted you to be able to explain that. What's the difference in Kaiser versus other health systems, I guess?
Maybe not a lot of people understand Kaiser or know Kaiser if you're in there. And I'll answer a little bit and then Nicholas, you can hop in. It's a closed health system, right?
Which means what?
It means that Kaiser is the payer. Right. And
okay.
So, you know, we have members of Kaiser who are people who have essentially purchased Kaiser insurance either privately or through their employers.
Okay.
Right.
So it's the insurance company,
it's the hospital,
and the medical group.
Right.
So you
you
prepay us and then we are stewards of your money and your health.
Okay. So then what if I am in the Kaiser system, what services can I get up and down the healthcare spectrum?
All of them.
In America, California has the lowest smoking rates in the country.
Okay.
In California, Kaiser has the lowest smoking rates of California residents. We put a huge emphasis on preventive care. Physical therapy plugs right into that.
And you see, what, a return on your investment? Because I'm guessing the people who use your system are healthier?
That's exactly right.
It sounds like a leading question, but I'm just guessing.
Our incentive, we benefit when people stay healthy. And
sure.
That's not by restricting care. That's actually by engaging. Physical therapy is a direct engagement in musculoskeletal health. So
yeah.
We are seen as an avenue towards success.
That's cool. I like that. What were we talking about this week? You guys were presenting on a panel, right?
We're talking about the redesign of Northern California Rehab Services. So that's about 700 therapists.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Because we've been spread across different medical centers, there's different care delivery models. Everybody, it's kind of, I call it island ecology.
Okay.
That everybody has developed different responses to those local medical centers. And so patients, members, have a different experience, whether you go to San Francisco or Oakland or Sacramento. And we realize that's a problem. That if you were a Kaiser member, Jimmy, and your mom went to Sacramento and you came to Oakland, you'd be like, wait a sec, mom and I got different treatment.
Sure, sure.
That's not a good thing.
So that's what you're in the process of?
That's what we're in the process of making a consistent patient experience, really focusing on quality and outcomes, and shifting a focus from more of a consultative focus, where we did, with our integrated closed model, we could do incredible innovations like video visits or just-in-time physical therapy where the physician can call me when the patient is still in their office and I can pop right down and start their course of care.
Wow. But you can't do that outside of a system like yours. It sounds like that wouldn't be possible elsewhere, but with you guys it is.
Because we're not worried about reimbursement. Again, remember, Jimmy, that closed system.
You're paying attention to one person.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's different. How have I never, I mean, I've heard the name Kaiser Permanente. I've heard that all over, but how have I not heard of how it works? I guess I just not paying attention, or?
I think probably in the vast scheme of PT, it's not probably somebody's first interaction with physical therapy. In the places that Kaiser's present, it's sort of ubiquitous. A lot of people know it. I think we have almost 4 million members in Northern California.
Wow.
Which is about 50% market share.
Wow. I'm not sure many companies have 50% of anything anywhere.
Exactly.
Never mind in healthcare.
Right. Our therapists, once they join Kaiser, it's really hard to go to a different care model.
And why is that?
A fee-for-service model. Because they've gotten used to practicing at the top of their license and to having a level of autonomy and responsibility and rapport with their referring partners, the physicians.
Well, I'm guessing your PTs aren't worried about units. They're worried about patients.
That's right. They're not worried about reimbursement.
It's resource management, which is fascinating. Because really you're talking about incentives sort of realigned in favor of the patient.
Right.
Right. So if I'm in a private practice, I need to kind of make enough money to keep that open. And I get that from billing more units or seeing them more times or seeing more people. There's a finite number of people that are going to get referred to you. So you end up making that with, usually with extra billing.
Right.
It's different for us because if we saw people endlessly, now we're starting to cost some money. Right. So we're going to make money if we can deliver the most efficient care right away.
Get them what they need when they need it and keep them healthy.
Exactly. I say we make money when you stay healthy.
Right. So you're going to do everything in your power to keep them healthy.
Exactly.
That's cool. How long have you been with Kaiser?
17 years.
2.5 years.
Nice.
I'm a newbie.
What drew you to Kaiser? How'd you get there?
Into Kaiser because I came on as a director of the residency and fellowship program.
Okay. Right?
So we have the oldest fellowship program in the country. It's a Northern California Manual Therapy Fellowship.
Is it Stefania Bell, who we'll be talking to shortly?
Yeah.
She's a graduate of that.
She's an alumni of that program, a former faculty of the program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have people all over the country who have been through our program. And I came on as the director. I replaced Carol Jo Tishner, who was the director for about 24 years before that job opened
no
up.
No pressure, bro. No pressure.
Big deal.
Big shoes.
Now, hold on.
Big shoes.
Now, is Kaiser only in, is it relegated to certain geographical areas?
Yes. Very relegated.
Is it just California or?
Hawaii, Colorado, Pacific Northwest, Mid-Atlantic states, which is around D.C., Georgia.
And 17 years, what's kept you there?
Exactly what I'm talking about. I couldn't practice any other way. That value-based care delivery, not value like what value are we getting from it, but
right.
The value of the incentive of the patient is first in our model.
How does one get into the residency? I guess you're the right guy to ask. How does one get into your residencies and fellowship programs?
Well, it's like most residencies and fellowships that are accredited through ABPT RFE. Go on to RFPT.
It always blows me away when someone can do all those letters in the right order. Every Cookie Friedhoff Bowman, she can rattle those things off.
Yeah.
And I'm just blown away every time.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
So they have a centralized application service through residencies and fellowships. And so you go to that, it's RFPT CAS, and you get to that from the ABPT RFE website.
Did it again.
Yeah.
What if someone just wanted more information?
Then they can come see us at our website, which is kp.org/graduateptEducation.
Great thing about the residency is it follows in the integrated model that I currently have two residents on my staff. I'm a residency alumni. I have former and current residency faculty on my staff. It's seamlessly in the residency, the postgraduate education, seamlessly integrated in our care delivery.
Is anybody else doing this like Kaiser?
There's a few residency models that are integrated systems.
Well, I meant the whole system, not even just the residency. Is there anybody doing this like this?
Not like we are, but the accountable care organizations or medical homes, these are models that are based on the Kaiser model. And so it's starting to grow.
Because this seems like it benefits me as a I don't know, do I call myself a patient or a member?
A member. Yeah.
This seems like it benefits me, and I would gravitate toward this because I'm giving up some of my money that I earned for this thing that I hope I keep around, which is health. And if that's an effective way to make sure I get all that I need, because I might need this much, but I might need this much, and I guess I shouldn't do hand gestures in a radio show. I might need a very little. I might need a ton. This seems like this covers me. This is what insurance is. I'm insuring my health.
That's exactly right.
How come no one else is doing that? No one's got my back.
I think there was really a stroke of genius when Kaiser was originated in the 50s.
Right.
The business structure that was developed, this whole model that has kind of come forth. It's hard to build these health systems that are integrated and closed. composed from the ground up. If you were to imagine any given town and you wanted to create a Kaiser-like entity in that town, well, you'd have to organize all the physicians. You'd have to, you know, find a way to get the hospital systems to work together and all those other affiliate resources to kind of come together. It's really hard to do.
Imagine Kaiser in New York City, this model in New York City, where whatever subway stop you got on, whether you're in Brooklyn or Queens, you would be near your doctor, your lab, your x-ray.
Almost like, you know, when you go to a city like New York and you know your bank is on that corner. I've got my ATM over here, my ATM over there.
That's right.
That's cool.
There would be an app, right? And you could just see across Manhattan.
What do I need and where do I get it?
Exactly.
That's cool.
We gotta go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers. Good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners. When you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency, Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Let's do three questions. All right, three questions from our sponsor, Aureus Medical Staffing. We'll do it with Nicholas because we did it with you a couple weeks ago, right? So first question is, where in the U.S., if you had to leave California for just a short time, because they our sponsors do travel assignments for a short time, where's somewhere else you wouldn't mind living in the U.S.?
Hawaii.
Yeah. How do you go wrong with Hawaii?
He also picked the place that has a Kaiser.
I noticed that too. Second question, what's something that you're either currently reading or recently read that really inspired you?
Jana Levin's How the Universe Got Its Spots.
Okay.
She's talking about, she's a cosmologist studying the topology of space. So how black holes bend the space-time continuum.
It's deep. See what I did there? It's a hole. It's deep. Okay, anyway. Third question. Who's somebody in the field of physical therapy that we as the audience should know more about? Who's somebody who's doing great work but flying under the radar maybe?
Eric Robertson.
Eric Robertson. Well, he's on our radar. You gotta go deeper.
Deeper?
Black hole reference again.
Arlene McCarthy. Arlene McCarthy is an unsung hero.
Why? What does she do?
She's been on the faculty of UCSF for decades. She has developed a neuro residency from the ground up. She has been a person who really has worked tirelessly to really promote our profession from a really humble place. She doesn't really look for any recognition, and she just works in the background. She's at the House of Delegates every year. She's going to every physical therapy event that she can. Promote, and not only just promote, but deliver what she's advocating for, what she's putting together.
And those two things are different. Talking about it, doing it.
That's right.
And you should do both. If you just do one, you're all talk. If you just do the other, no one knows about you. So
exactly.
You got to do both. That's a
good
point.
We're doing a little bit of the talk and marketing for Arlene because she's delivering.
That's perfect. I like that. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Appreciate you inviting us to a shindig. I never say no to a party.
Thank you, sir.
Any parting thoughts?
This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT.
As well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
What do you want to leave the audience with?
You know, I think we need to take a little nod to the size of the CSM conference.
Yeah.
You know, 14,000 PTs.
Record
this
setting.
Is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
warming kind of, over San Antonio.
Yeah.
It resets the scale and the goal and the expectation for what these conferences can be. And, you know, the APTA is really close to 100,000 members.
We'll get 97 or Sharon Dunn said,
We're really close. So it'd be nice to leverage this turnout to a little bit greater membership and
Excellent.
Some more engagement.
I like it. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by.
Jimmy, thanks.
Thanks for stopping by your party and let me come to that party.
All right. Talk to you again.
Anytime.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay,
with executive producer Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee,
and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Effective clinical practice is grounded in effective research.
And that is what the Foundation for Physical Therapy does.
For over 35 years now, the Foundation for Physical Therapy has made it its mission to fund and publicize physical therapy research. Their researchers have helped introduce movement in babies with cerebral palsy,
integrate dancing to alleviate ailments in patients with Parkinson's,
and develop video games to implement physical rehabilitation. The work of their recipients would not be possible without the support of donors like you.
Your support can help us continue to elevate the physical therapy profession
and work towards creating a world
that thrives on mobility.
You have the power to make a difference.
Join the power of one
and contribute today at foundationforpt.org.
That's foundation, the number 4, pt.org.
Donate today and experience the power of one for the Foundation for Physical Therapy.
Online at foundation, the number 4, pt.org.